Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church, and we would like to welcome you to our radio broadcast this morning. Now, this month, we've been sharing with you a message titled, Least in the Kingdom. Now, we talked a little bit about what the kingdom of heaven is, and we've spent the last couple of weeks talking about what things we should be doing so we're not least in the kingdom. And, you know, the one main point that keeps coming up over and over again, and that we keep coming across time and time again, is that we should be doing things for the Lord, not just to be seen of men or not to be seen of men. You know, it's a very internal thing. It's not always something that can be seen by others. They can see our actions, but people can't necessarily see why we're doing something. It's something that we have to look on the inside of ourselves to see if we're doing things for the glory of ourselves or because we want to serve the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't think about the rewards that the Lord has for us in heaven, but we definitely cannot be thinking about how much we want others to see what we're doing and how much we want others to praise us for what's being done. And, you know, if we constantly have to make sure other people know what we're doing, then that's an indication to ourselves that we may be doing it for the wrong reasons. So let's join Pastor Reynolds now as he finishes up on this topic of being least in the kingdom. We'll be starting in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5.
Talk about internal righteousness. See what the whole message is about. The least commandment. It's what you are before God. It's how God sees you. Don't be a hypocrite. And hypocrisy here is trying to straighten out your brother. That's verse 1, 2, and 3, and 4 and that. Trying to straighten out your brother when you've got a big old beam in your eye. You got a big cross beam. Or a cross tie stuck in your eye, or maybe a big old 6x6x10 stuck in your eye. You're trying to help somebody get a little eyelash out of their eye. You're going to damage them. So understand that. Don't be a hypocrite. Number 12, don't be a waster. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 6, don't be a waster. Matthew 7, verse 6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample upon them, trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Don't waste what God's got. Don't waste it. Give it out. There's plenty out of it. Just don't be wasting it. You know, I learned a lesson about verse 6 in my ministry because years ago, as being a pastor of a church, you got all different kinds of church members. You got some church members that are right up on the edge of their seat. They're always listening to the Word of God. They always want the Word of God. They're always anxious to hear it. And they're always ready. And then there's always those people that come in and, you know, they're late or they're not there at all or they're thinking about something else. You know, they're not paying attention in services. And so during the early part of my ministry, I was thinking, I'm going to help those people and I'm going to get them. So that they can find out the good things. And I had good intentions to try and help them. But you know, they didn't want it. And I found out after a while I was wasting my time dealing with them. And then the people that was really interested in the Word of God, I wasn't feeding them. So I decided what I was going to do, I was going to look out there and find those people that was interested in the Word of God. They wanted to hear it. And I was going to preach to them with everything I had. And if those other people, if they didn't want it, I could not cram it down their throat anyway. So I learned that. I don't want to be wasting it. I want to do good with the things God's given to me. So you can see profit and production in that. So I don't want to be a waster. Number 13 is a slacker. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Do not be a slacker. Understand this. God will provide for us. We need to ask God for that thing that we need. Whatever it is, it's not wrong to ask God for that which we need. It's not wrong to ask God for food, for clothing, for shelter. You just don't have to ask for a year's supply at once. Ask for the daily provision. You see, these are the real commandments that Jesus is talking about in this Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13 is number 14. That is, we don't want to be heedless. Verse 14. Matthew chapter 7 verse 13. We need to be aware of what's going on, aware of where we are, aware of what we're doing, aware of where we're going. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate. Which gate are you in? What are you doing with your life? Be aware. That's simple, is what he's saying. So we don't need to be in verse number 13. Pardon me. The 13th point was don't be a slacker. The 15th, do not be heedless at all. But be aware of our position and no false prophets. That's down there in verse 15. Be aware of those false prophets. Then point number 15 is do not be disobedient unto the Lord. Do not be disobedient. This is in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So don't be disobedient. Do what God says. That's all 15 of them. I didn't take 3 minutes to each one of those. That's about half hour long. Maybe it's too long for you, but I got them in there. I want you to understand what he's talking about. You see this thing about the being great in the kingdom of heaven or being the least in the kingdom of heaven? It's according to what Jesus was talking about. And when Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 19 concerning who's going to be least in the kingdom of heaven, I believe that what he did was to tell us what commandments he's interested in this Sermon on the Mount. And you'll see in all of this that it's about what we are. It's about our soul. It's about our spirit. It's about obedience unto the Lord. It's about doing what God said to do. I don't want to stop that because I do believe in doing what God tells me to do. I believe in obedience to the Lord. And I mentioned at the very start, I said I could have give you a list of stuff, you know, women wear head covering, the men do this, women do this, and all this kind of stuff. You do blah, 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 you know, all that. But if your heart's not right, all that stuff's empty. You don't want to do that. You see, but when you do things because you want to please the Lord, you want to obey the Lord, you want to be faithful to the Lord. Here's what he says in Matthew chapter 7 as he concludes verse 24. Therefore, you see the word therefore, it's there for a reason. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock and the rain descended and all that. You know the story. The floods came, beat upon the house. It stood because it's founded upon a rock. But the person here in verse 26, but every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. There is some doing. It's why you do what you do. Why did the Israelites want to come out of the nation of Egypt? Did they want to come out because God promised them the land of Canaan? Or did they want to come out because they were oppressed in the land of Egypt? What did they get? They got out of the land of Egypt, but they found other kinds of oppression. Now, there were some of those people. Of all the people in the nation of Israel, there were some of those that wanted to come out because they wanted to go to the promised land. You know their names? Yeah, you do. But it's Joshua and Caleb. They're the only two that went in. That's what God is looking for. That our righteousness would not be just what's on the outside. But it would rather be that which is on the inside, the true righteousness, holiness before God, that in our hearts we would be right before God, continually seeking His will and doing His will. Because if we hear those sayings and we do them not, we're like the guy that built his house upon the sand. Troubles come and it's all blown away and it's gone because you built your house upon the sand. It's an amazing thing, this doctrine that Christ taught. And I trust it's been a help to you to see what this means when Jesus said to be the least in the kingdom. I think he explained to the disciples what it would mean. He's looking for something more than just an outward appearance. But he's looking for that which is in the heart. Looking for real obedience and love for him, despising ourselves because we're no good at all. I trust this message has been a help to you. It has been to me. I've enjoyed studying it because I saw some things there I had never seen. I preached this verse many, many years ago. I hadn't preached it in a long time. But looking at it this week, and I just got plumb excited about it and seeing that, you know, I don't want to be least. One of these days, you know, when the Lord comes back and He judges us, I want to hear Him say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear Him say. And it's nice when you say it, but what you say doesn't mean near as much as what Jesus is going to say. But it does give encouragement along the way when we tell each other, hey, you know, I appreciate what you've done for me. That encourages us along the way. But if that's all that we have, if that's all we're looking for, now we've got the wrong thing altogether. We need to just do that thing for the Lord.
We pray that this message has been a blessing to you and hope that it has answered some questions that you might have had about the kingdom of heaven. Now, before we close this message, Pastor Reynolds wants to take a minute to remind you of the book offer that we have for you this month.
Thank you, John. A couple of months ago, our church offered over this radio program a free book entitled, Is Baptism Necessary to Go to Heaven? By Michael Meadows. The response to that book was very good, and we appreciate each of those that were able to get a copy of that book. We know many people downloaded a copy from our website, and we're grateful that you were able to get a copy of that. And that book is still on the website, and it's still available, and we're going to leave it there. It's a very necessary book to understand that baptism is not necessary to go to heaven, but trusting Jesus is. We would like to offer another book to you free of charge. This book is entitled The 6,000-Year Earth. A lot of people believe that the world is millions and millions of years old, and of course evolutionists have pushed their favorite theory, calling it science, but the Bible calls it false science. This book contains a recapitulation of all the times from Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 all the way down to this present time. This book also contains a worksheet showing the generations from Adam all the way down to Jacob, all 22 generations. And then there's a graphical representation of that worksheet. Then there's a timeline that starts with Abraham and goes all the way down to Jesus Christ. There's explanatory schedules, explanatory notes. The reason we want to put this book in your hands is so that you can know that the world is not millions and millions of years old. We want you to know that the world is only about 6,000 years old. That's what the Bible says, and we want to put this in your hands so that you can read your own Bible and find out for sure for yourself and know that the Bible is absolutely true. So we want to offer it to you. John is going to give the contact information for our church, and so you just listen and write that down, and if you contact us, we'll send you this book free of charge. We just want you to have it in your hands. Of course, this book is on our church's website. You can go to www.independencebaptist.org, and right on the homepage is a link that will take you to this PDF file of this book, and you're free to go there and download that book. I think in the past year there's been about 1,500 of these books downloaded from our website, and we invite you to go and look at that book yourself. I know that it'll be a blessing to you.
Thank you, Brother Wayne. And, of course, as you mentioned, this book can be downloaded from our website at www.independencebaptist.org. You can also obtain a paper copy by writing to us at P.O. Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, 63348. Or you can leave your contact information at 636-673-2180. And we are glad you're able to join us this morning, but we also want to take a minute to invite you to join us for services today. And of course, our Sunday services start at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for worship services. We have a 4 o'clock prayer meeting and a 4:30 worship service. And you're always welcome to stop by and worship with us. We'd love to see you. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And you can log on to our website for detailed directions. Again, the website address is www.independencebaptist.org. And we do desire that you continue to pray for us as we work on this radio broadcast, that the Lord would open our hearts and our minds that we might share the messages that are most needed. And if you do have any comments, questions, or would like to request a message on a particular topic, again, please call and leave us a message at 636-673-2180. Thanks again for listening this week, and we do encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.